It's my birthday. I can pot if I want to. Pot if I want to. Pot if I want to. Hello and welcome to the ADHD Deep Dive, the show that's not about ADHD, but is filled with proof it exists. My name is David J. Mund. I am your host, your captain, your commander, your leader through this deep dive of birthday celebration. That's right. I am heading into the final year of my 20s. Although my knees feel like I'm in my 50s. That's right. I am headed only into 29. This is not something that I'm like really particularly hype on celebrating. I feel like I have an issue with birthdays. Only my own birthdays, though. Not anybody else's birthdays. I feel like I could allow myself to shame people for celebrating their birthdays, but I won't do that because I don't like to steal other people's fun. Only my own. So yes, today is Saturday, June the 3rd, 2023, the year of our Lord. And exactly 7 days from today, on June 10th, at I believe around 8:30 in the morning, that'll be Saturday, I will be 29 Earth cycles around the sun. And that's something, right? That's cool. I did it. Wow. Well, I haven't done it yet. I'm speaking entirely too soon. Also, I want to address a few things off the bat. Yes, I am talking into this dingy little microphone, which I do actually have. We're going to talk about this microphone in just a minute. But you probably hear a like industrial sized fan in the background. It is precisely 8 trillion degrees Celsius in my house right now. And it appears that although there is a setting on our central unit that switches from heat to AC, the AC portion doesn't work. So just using a one big fan to blow some relatively lukewarm air around the house, at least so it's pointed at the dogs so they can cool off. Because, you know, dogs don't sweat. Did you know that? You probably knew that. Yeah, so, okay, let's talk about this microphone real fast. So, we're just going to show. I've had a lot of comments. I've actually had a lot of people draw me holding this mic. I say a lot of people. I've had a couple people draw me while holding this microphone. In theory, this is not the permanent microphone for the ADHD deep dive. It's just the only microphone that I have. You're probably, I don't know, 4 feet away from me, and I've just got one big long cable that stretches all the way up to this. This is actually, I guess, a shotgun microphone. It is supposed to be mounted on the top of my camera, but the camera clip broke, so it doesn't mount anymore. So now I have to hold it, and it's been like this for a really long time in this podcast. But here, let me, you might hear some crazy audio in just a second. Let me pull off this windscreen, or otherwise known as a dead cat. This is what this microphone actually looks like. It's just a dingy little thing, but you probably hear lots of puzz and puffing. I'm going to put this back on. This is why I don't take it off. It's really hard to get back on. That was probably excruciating to hear. anyways, yeah, so, you know, whatever. It's worked. It looks a little bit silly. And I know my big old hand holding this tiny little microphone, and then you can kind of see this big long cord attached to the camera. You know, as far as optics go, it's not the most professional looking podcast setup. But whatever, I make it work. And then I go into, this recliner almost just ejected me into tomorrow. Okay, now I'm stuck. I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, I go into Adobe Premiere and I try to clean up the audio a little bit for y'all. So I take out some of the noise. I put a little parametric equalizer on there so I can balance out the mids and the lows and the highs, which even if you don't understand, don't worry, because I don't even really particularly understand. I just know that I try my best to make this audio sound as good as I can make it. I don't know what's going on with the angle here. Do I need to tilt it down? Do I need to tilt it up? What's my problem? I think that's better, right? Nah, it took away more of the background, but whatever. It's my birthday. I can pod if I want to, however I want to, however I want to, however I want to. Oh, man. I'm delirious today. Oh, okay. Back on the microphone. So this microphone, this Sennheiser microphone, is actually Kyle's from Midwest Skies. Apparently, he's had this for a long while. It is an old microphone. It is an old, dirty microphone. And it has been what I have used on stage. Oh, it's so gross. It's been what I've been using on stage. And so my plan was to take that microphone home, clean it up, and then just bring it back to practice every Tuesday or every show day. But I would use that on the podcast. But then maybe some of you don't care. Maybe most of you don't care. I have this XLR to auxiliary converter. And this microphone takes or plugs in via XLR. But the converter portion is the same. So this actually is an in-to-in, not an out-to-in. So all of that being, I had a whole plan ready to set this microphone up, and then I realized that that's not going to work anyway. So you're stuck with what you got, all right? You're going to take it, and you're going to fucking like it, all right? Because this is my podcast, and I'll use this dingy little microphone if I want. Although I do wish I had one of those old, like, game show host sticks to pop this thing on, because I feel like that would be, I don't know, that would be nice, right? Okay, so anyways, next week, a week from today, which actually, when you're listening to this, okay, so you're going to be listening to this at least by the 5th of June. The following week, I probably will not have an episode. If there is an episode, it'll either be short or completely unplanned, because I plan on taking that weekend off, because I will be going again back up to Traverse City to finish the short film that I'm working on with Nikolai, because I thought the last time was going to be the last time, but it appears that it's not. We've got a little bit more work to be done. I was hoping that this could be released on or by my birthday, but it's appearing that it's taking a lot more work than I anticipated. So be it. It's okay. I was hoping that Nikolai would come to Grand Rapids, but he was unable to do so. I'm pulling my camera closer towards me with my foot so I can balance the shot out. How do you like that? Okay. I feel like the autofocus is probably slipping. Anyways, he was going to come... he was going to come my way for some sound design, but we want to do a lot of it on his big built PC, and bringing it this way would just be a whole nightmare. So I'll be driving the 2 to 2.5 hour drive back up to Traverse City for like the third month in a row again, because I'm a committed filmmaker who's dedicated to his craft. And God damn it, I want to get this short film out so I can move on to the next one. But in the meantime, I had some notes. Let's refer to them. Oh, yeah. Okay, back on the birthday topic. We're going to kind of get off of the 29th birthday topic and maybe go into some old birthdays. Perhaps. I don't know if I want to relive those yet. And we'll figure out how I'm feeling when I'm done with this story. I'm not a gifts guy. Right, I don't even get gifts for my friends or family or loved ones adjacent there too. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of excess money, that's for sure. I do not have the capacity to be spending money on other people and giving it as gifts. So I call and say, love you, or express that I care about that particular person, and hopefully those words will be enough. On the one hand, that is the exact same for you going forward. I'm not a gifts guy. I don't like getting gifts because think back to those times when you're like sitting. I know a lot of people like receiving gifts and it is cool. Like I'd be lying if I said like I get something I want. I'm not like, if I get something that I want, I am not like, ew, take this back. I don't take gifts. But there's like a weird, like, I don't know if I'll call it societal pressure or internalized pressure to like perform your gratitude or in some way reciprocate that in an equivalent way that makes your friend or loved one feel a similar way that they made you feel when you received that gift. And that's just a lot of pressure, and that only gives me anxiety. So what I'm trying to say is don't, okay? Not that you were gonna, but just don't. However, if you would like to support me in these trying times, you can tap the link in the description. For if you missed last week's episode, I have a new subscription service that helps support the ADHD deep dive, and it is for minimal financing. Okay. The audio hosting service that I upload to that I don't know the words that I'm looking for. Anyways, I upload it to this distribution site, Buzzsprout. B-U-Z-Z Sprout. Buzzsprout. Excuse me. And they then upload it to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all of the other places where audio podcasts or music can be streamed. And I have just been offered the opportunity to start a membership subscription that you can cancel anytime. But here, let me set the stage for you, okay? There are four tiers. There is a $3 tier, a $5 tier, a $7 tier, and a $10 tier. And that's it. Nothing higher, and the minimum is $3, okay? It's a monthly subscription that you can cancel at any time. So if you feel like, you know, for a little birthday gift, you want to send the ADHD deep dive $3. You're going to tap the link in the description, whether this is in YouTube or wherever you're streaming this podcast right now. And if you can't see this in the link in the description, please go to the YouTube version of this video. And in the description, there will be a link to tap to get to the Buzzsprout subscriptions. But yeah, let's say you want to toss a little $3 birthday gift my way. All you do is you subscribe to the ADHD Deep Dive through Buzzsprout, enter in your card number, give it or I think maybe you can even subscribe via PayPal, but I could be wrong about that, so don't quote me on that one. Anyways, you toss that $3 out there, and then you immediately right after that cancel your subscription. It will, I believe, auto-renew every month, so if you decide you want to be a monthly subscriber to the ADHD Deep Dive, I don't believe that at this time I have the capacity to follow that subscription up with any like exclusive content yet. But I would like to get to a place where, like, if I'm making short films or any type of narrative content or any type of content in general, it would be cool to get to a point where I could have donors or whatever, subscribers. It's very similar to Patreons, so I'm going to try to not use the word patrons, but you're a patron. You're just not a Patreon patron. Anyways, I would love to get to a point where I can, like, give early access to content to subscribers. That is something that I see as more workable in than like exclusive content right now, because basically every single bit of content that I make, I need as many eyeballs as possible to see it. So putting a paywall behind any of that just seems counterintuitive, and it just feels sad, dirty, and I don't want to do that. Which is why I kind of like what Buzzsprout is doing here. It's low dollar donations. That's all I could ever give to somebody, right? I could only ever, like, somebody's asking for money, I can only be like, oh, I have like $5 or maybe $10, but I might need $5 of that back. You know? So you can do it one time only, you can do it no time only, and you can just keep watching for free. That's great. The views count, they count, is what I'm trying to say. And I appreciate you enough for that. But if you decide that you would like to support financially, yeah, $3, $5, $7, or $10 on the Buzzsprout subscription page. You can cancel at any time. Do a little $1 donation and then immediately follow it up with canceling. Just the canceling part, unfortunately, like many other subscription services, is on you. So just I'm trying to remind you, please, if you donate, which I am inexplicably, right? Is that the word I'm looking for? I cannot explain how appreciative I would be of you for that. Tap the link in the description. I would really appreciate that. Okay, let's talk about some birthdays, huh? Really, if I reflect, I think I can only remember two birthdays. I can remember days that I've had my birthday where nothing has happened, where it's just been like, yep, I'm just going to work today. It's just another day. And then, you know, people will reach out on social media or something, shoot me a message, which I'm greatly appreciative for. But as you get older, you know, your birthdays feel like they matter less and less. Whether that's true or not, you know, I guess is subjective. But it certainly feels for me like if I celebrate my birthday, I'm a narcissist. But I don't feel that way about other people. And nobody has told me that if you celebrate your birthday, you're a narcissist, you know? So, like, I don't know if... is this projection? I don't know. A lot of my life is projection, of course, but what is this? Why am I so upset about my own birthday? I don't know. But if I trace it all the way back and try to find my first birthday in my memory, I definitely wasn't 5. I could have been 4, maybe 3. But it's unlikely that I remember anything before that. So probably 3 or 4. Way back in the day, I lived in Lansing, Michigan. When I've gone back and looked at it in my adult years, it's like sort of strange to look at it and think that I thought it was as glorious as it was. But when we were younger, when we first moved up north in Michigan, we moved into what was a shorter house, but it was technically more square foot. It had a basement and like more rooms. But when we were younger and we saw our shorter house, we referred to our prior house in Lansing as the mansion. Let me just spoil the story that this is not a mansion. it was just a tall house, and we were like, you know, my youngest brother was a newborn. I was, like I said, in that under 5 range, and my sister was maybe 5 or 6 when we moved up north. But this memory is of the birthday in the mansion. And it really was just, I mean, I've gone back and looked at it since. It's just a dingy house. It was just tall in comparison to the house that we lived in. It's not a big house in any stretch. It just had an upstairs. We were like, whoa, remember when our old house, the mansion, had an upstairs? Anyway, all I remember is I was either coming back home from preschool, because I actually went to a preschool right up the road from my my house, my quote mansion. And it was like within eyeshot of where I lived. So I think I'm remembering this correctly. Either I would just, like, my parents would stand outside the house and watch me walk to the school, and then, you know, when I entered the building, that's when they'd walk back in the house, or they walked me to school and then just walked back home. But there was never like any big car rides to preschool. It was like, it's right there. I can see it from my window. Either either I was coming home from preschool or I was just coming downstairs from waking up. And again, this is like a very distant memory, but I believe there was like a little archway going into the kitchen. Like maybe not an archway, but maybe there was like two pillars and like a half wall. And so it like looked like an archway. But in that little archway, I remember seeing my first ever bicycle. And I remember that being a huge deal. It had training wheels on it that I had on there when I ended up moving up north. We ended up moving to a town called Lake City. A lot of you who listen, I'm sure, are familiar, but it's just this small town of like 1,000 people in northern Michigan. But I was moved from the capital city of Michigan to this tiny little town. But I didn't really have any frame of reference because, like I said, I was less than 5 when I lived in Lansing and then moved to Lake City. So I basically call Lake City where I was raised, but I wasn't born there. I took that bike all the way into moving up to Lake City. And I remember the day that the training wheels came off. I don't remember anything big about that day. I just remember that the training wheels came off and me having a memory. Like, it's weird. I'm having like a memory of a memory of being like, whoa, I got this bike when like forever ago when we lived in the mansion. And of course, maybe a year or two later, that bike was retired because, you know, when you're a kid, you're just constantly growing and you need to outgrow your bike and your clothes and to move on to the next shit. Again, between then, like, or after that birthday, I'm sure. I mean, obviously, I had birthdays. Oh, I just remembered. Whoa, weird. I just had a memory of, it must have been, I don't know, maybe second or third grade. But if you're familiar with the term golden birthday, I think it's like your golden birthday is the birthday that you turn the age that the day of your birthday is. So like mine was June 10th and I turned 10. And future David censored the I was gonna say a person's name, but I guess I don't need to. But I remember a person that I was going to school with told me it was my golden birthday and I had a really big crush on her. And I was like, oh my gosh, she knows it's my birthday and she says it's golden. And like, I think she gave me a hug that day. And it was, yeah, okay. So I just remembered that. Wow. How did that happen? Now I'm really trying to think of anything more positive because my next one is extremely negative, such as the ADHD deep dive. Okay, so there was that birthday. Then yeah, I don't remember any single birthday event or doing anything for my birthday until I was either 22 or 23. And a quick aside. There's a little pocket of my life that I don't really talk about a lot that I think I'm going to continue to sort of not talk about a lot, even though it was maybe, I don't know, it was, I don't want to use the word traumatic. It was I was married for a little while. And we did not particularly enjoy each other's company, and we knew that very early on, and we treated each other terribly in the middle of that, both of us. And so that whole period of time I tend to not really talk about because it was so long ago that not only is it like, oh, it was so long ago, we got to forget about it, but it's like I don't even know who those people were. You know, we were so young And we were acting out of impulse. We got married to, like, I don't know, prove to our parents. I mean, my, you know, when I talk about my parents a lot, I'm talking about my mom and my stepdad. I call my stepdad dad as well, but I also call my biological father dad, because my mom and dad got divorced when I was, before I turned two, maybe before I turned one. I'm not sure. But what was I saying here? Oh yeah, we probably got, if I am therapizing myself, we probably got married to prove to our parents how love is supposed to work. It was like a, we'll show you, because her parents did not particularly get along. My parents were divorced, and we didn't really have a foundational upbringing of, like, what a strong, healthy marriage is supposed to look like, absent of divorce. Like, you know, my mom and stepdad love each other very much, and they were great parents, but, you know, they were both divorced, and it's like we all came from divorce or not happy families. Anyways, I try to stay away from talking about that side of my life because I'm not really trying to disparage that person. I'm sure that they have gone on to do tremendous things and be a great person on their own. I don't have necessarily any hard feelings after that because it's been so long. But it's not really my story to tell. I can talk about that period of my life in therapy, and it doesn't have to be necessarily on the podcast. But large chunks of my life did happen during that time, and I can't ignore them. And one of those was one of the worst birthdays I ever had. And it wasn't necessarily her fault. And again, I'm not here to slander anybody, and I'm not even going to say her name because it's not even relevant. This is basically just, we all have a lot. We all have exes, right? We'll have a lot of exes. Well, I was going to say we all have a lot of exes. I have a lot of exes, and this is a me problem, not a them problem. But anyways, this person in my life is one of those exes, and we just so happened to get married, and we both kind of regretted that decision. But we've moved on. So be it. But during that time, I believe, again, this is either my 22nd or my 23rd birthday, I was sick as hell. Like, I woke up, pardon the TMI and graphic details, but let's just say demons were being expelled from both the upstairs and the downstairs. And it was just that for 24 hours. And, you know, I'm looking for a little wifey sympathy. I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself. I should be able to take care of myself whenever. I'm not owed anything by this particular individual on my birthday just because it's my birthday and I need sympathy. So I was like, you know, masking my feelings, and I was like, you should go out with your friends. Don't be here with me all day. Woe is me. And she took me up on that offer. And I was, you know, probably a little surprised about that. And I was like, but, oh, it was just like you were supposed to say, no, I'd never do that. I'd just stay here with you. Because this is, again, a me problem. This is who I am in relationships. This is why I'm staying single for the foreseeable future. I can be unintentionally manipulative. And when I'm being intentionally manipulative, I'm just an asshole. So, anyways, I don't think I was being necessarily overly manipulative in this, but I was not being true about my feelings, which is a problem. And I wanted her to stay home with me, and she didn't, because I told her to go out with her friends, and she did. She took me at face value. She said, okay, I'll go with my friends. And I think, long story short, she just ended up drinking a little bit too much, and she got taken home by a friend. And the rest of that night, I was taking care of her being a little too drunk. And I just remember being like, you know, we were right on the cusp of a divorce. I think we got divorced just a couple months after, maybe a month after. We definitely separated very shortly thereafter. But I remember that birthday not being a day where I'm like, fuck this person. I hate this person. I'm so ready for a divorce. I think I was just remembering or realizing in that moment, you don't really celebrate or enjoy your life. Not just your birthdays, but I was, of course, it was like, you know, it was sad that it was my birthday. But when you're reflecting and you're like in a bad place mentally, you hope that like at least there's one day that's all about me, that I can at least feel some sort of external validation, right? And when that was not coming my way, and I realized that, like, yeah, I'm probably going to be getting divorced soon, I had no plans for what was next. I was working at a bank as a teller, making $15 an hour, working like 23 hours a week, and being like, well, I guess this is my future. I've got to learn everything about personal finance. And even though I didn't, clearly, I'm broke as shit. I'm using a little dingy game show microphone from the 70s that doesn't even have a stick on it. What was I saying? What is wrong with me? I know I've talked about doing drugs on this podcast too. I'm stone sober right now. Stone cold sober right now. It's, I want to say, 11 in the morning, something like that. I've had water, LaCroix, and sunshine. But it's like 94 degrees out right now, and it has been for the last week. So I feel delirious. Anyways, I think at that point in my life, I was just like, and now to be clear, my life didn't, you know, when I talk about my divorce, and oh my God, I can't believe I'm even talking about this. But when I talk about my divorce, when I got divorced, you know, I'm not using that as a way for me to be like, and then my life was perfect because I left that person. My life was arguably more miserable when I got to New York, because I followed that divorce up with like staying with my sister for like a month or two, and then immediately going to New York and being flat broke from the second I got there. So it was like, you know, I was probably idealizing while I was in that marriage that like, I'm going to go to New York and everything's going to be better. And then I got that in my head and then just placed all these expectations on New York to be like the mental cure for like loneliness or sadness or whatever I was going through, and it just wasn't. How was this about birthdays? Who knows, right? Yeah, all I remember is just that day was kind of eye-opening for me. And it wasn't, again, I'm not even really trying to slander the person I was with at the time. This is more of a me thing, that like I placed these expectations on other people and on the universe to, like, you know, cater to me sometimes. And not only, like, is that ridiculously selfish, it's just stupid and foolish, because life doesn't work that way, right? Life doesn't work that way. Good days don't happen just because it's your birthday, because your birthday is going to happen next time, too. And then the next year, and then the year after that, and then it happens constantly. I think that the difference between this birthday and every birthday I've had before this is that I'm more aware of that now. Not that I really believe that, like, if I think hard enough, then the universe will give me everything that I want. But, like, for a while, there was a time where I believed that if I prayed hard enough, I would get what I want. Or at least I would let go of the things that I want that I could not have. And that was not the case. It still seems to not be the case. Because I'm still hanging on to hope. But accepting, not accepting defeat, but accepting the reality that life owes me nothing. I could go to push the record button on this camera to cut this clip and could be shocked so bad that my heart stops and dies. But it's my birthday. I'm not supposed to die on my birthday. Milky Way don't care. Universe don't care. Multiverse don't care. The gods don't care. But I care. And why? Why do I care? What do I want to accomplish? And will it make me happy? He thought about in real time. Everything, he said. And no, it won't, the universe responded. But why? He pleaded. Because, bitch, do you know how many billions of humans there are? The universe clapped back. Okay, but for real, what do I want to accomplish? What do I want to do? What do I want to see through in this, my final year of my 20s? Oh, man, I feel like I've been saying it for the last two or three years, but I would really love to get off the supplemental income thing. And I think there's actually some progress on that front that I think is probably something I should talk about. If you follow me on social media, I got this pie in the sky idea that maybe one day everything that my, let's say my haters and my doubters ever told me about how drumming is just a hobby, it's just fun, you can't make a career out of drumming. I decided that for the first time in my life, I think I'm going to challenge that. And I don't know why I haven't up until this point. Now, this is not just trying to make revenue from a band, which, on that note, a couple things real quick. One, if you have not seen, these are our shirts. Let me turn, see if you can see my backside. You probably can't. It says, "Come Back For Me." New single by Midwest Skies. We put it out a couple of months ago. The music video is out. I can't turn around in my chair now. If you want a shirt like this, or if you want to stay tuned on new music, which is coming soon. Ah, that's so exciting to talk about, but I can't talk about it yet. Anyways, go to MidwestSkiesRock.com. Pick up this shirt. But pick up this shit. You know, pick it up. Pick it all up. Whatever you can get. Get the CDs. Maybe we'll start putting out some pre-save links for new music on Spotify soon. Who knows? I won't talk about that. But anyways, I decided to challenge the idea that you can't make money off of drumming, not through the traditional way of just joining a band and then getting famous and selling merch and going on tour and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to attempt for the first time reaching out, or have started to attempt for the first time reaching out to studios to see if they need studio drummers or session drummers. A lot of like independent artists will go in with like, I don't know, let's use pop as an example. And they'll have like some pre-programmed drum beat that's like a filler loop, right? You can either have somebody come in and sample drums in a more refined way that makes it sound a little bit more realistic and like it's really there, or you can have somebody come into the studio to live record drums. And why I've never thought about that? I have no fucking idea, dude. So that's an avenue that I'm pursuing. I've actually reached out to a few studios, a couple of which have already responded back. And have basically said, like, this sounds like it's something that could really be doable. We'll have our engineers get back to you as soon as possible. Great. And it never really seemed like an automated message, although it could be. So who knows? I don't know. I choose to believe. I choose to have hope. Which is a choice, by the way. And then, yeah, the idea of maybe being a session drummer, where it's like if there's a cover band you know, how hard is it for me to just go on YouTube or go on Spotify and listen to and learn a few songs and then play them with some bands on stage because they don't have a drummer to play with them live or whatever. Again, why I've never done this, I have no idea. So I'm going to be trying that out. What else? Let's see. The Spider-Man. I just wrote Spider-Man on my piece of paper here. If you're familiar, again, with this podcast, I think I've talked to a few different people about this, but last year for the company that I do some work for, the American Immersion Theater, they have a Princesses and Superhero Week at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, which if you're not familiar with, if you're an out-of-state listener, Mackinac Island, there's two peninsulas in Michigan, the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula, and it's connected by the Mackinac Bridge. Maybe a couple miles to the east of the Mackinac Bridge is this small little island called the Mackinac Island, which is basically just, let's use the word, I don't know how to use it. It's just locked in time, right? Basically, so there's not as much electricity. Well, there's plenty of electricity up there, but there's no cars out there. You can only get around by walking on foot, riding around on bicycle or by horseback. A lot of the native culture still remains there. Of course, there was a lot of, like, you know, gentrification and whitewashing because there was a war and a battle that took there. There's literally a giant giant slab wall where they had like cannons that would fire off into the water to shoot ships out at out on Lake Michigan. I think Lake Michigan. I can't remember which lake it is because I'm a fool who doesn't know anything about geography in his own state. But anyways, there is this hotel where, again, it's like locked in time. Like a lot of the natural or the original building is preserved. It's just this old thing from maybe hundreds of years ago, but it's a giant residence that got turned into a hotel. And a bunch of parents bring their kids out there to have this immersive experience with a bunch of princesses and superheroes. And I will be Spider-Man for this experience. I did it last year, and even though I am a guy who really doesn't like kids, and don't show this to any of the parents out there, but it's okay because I'm not David, I'm Peter Parker while I'm there. I had a really good time. It was cool. It was just, first of all, it was cool to realize that I was in a shape where I could fit into a Spider-Man costume because, you know, I'm a former fat guy and, you know, sometimes there's still the optics in my brain where I picture myself as 260 pounds and I can't get it out of my head. But when you look at yourself in a Spider-Man costume that is designed to make you look ripped and fit and agile, and then you're freaking running around and doing acrobatics and like everybody's cheering for you and they're like, whoa, even the adults are like trying to get their kids going, like, whoa, look at Spider. It's just cool. All right. I had a good time. So yeah, I'll be doing that again. So we are recording new Midwest Skies music on Tuesday, July, the first week in July. Tuesday we're recording new Midwest Skies music. This weekend, this coming weekend, which will be my actual birthday, I will be back up in Traverse City with Nikolai to finish our short film, which if you have not seen the teaser for, you can either again tap the link in the description or go to youtube.com/@DavidJMund, youtube.com/@DavidJMund, and look at the teaser for our upcoming short film, Penelope. We've talked a little bit about it in previous episodes, so if you want to hear us talk about that, go to, maybe it was episode 25, I don't even remember what episode we're on at this point, but it was the second episode I had with Nikolai where I was in his dining room and we were just talking about what it was like shooting it when we thought we were going to be done that day, but it turns out we're not done. Okay, yeah. So then the 10th, I'm doing that. And then I've been hosting a lot of trivia around here lately. I don't think it's necessarily helpful for me to say where or when or whatever, because I don't think that a lot of people listening are in this area anyways, and it will sell out at a certain capacity to begin with. But I've been hosting trivia, which was really cool. Maybe we can talk about it. Maybe I have talked about it. Yeah, in my jobs episode, I used to host trivia all over Manhattan. That was the first time I ever hosted trivia. When I lived in Brooklyn, got a job for, I want to say it was called Trivia AD or something like that. And yeah, I just got to bounce all over the island of Manhattan and host trivia at a bunch of different bars. It was themed trivia. I'd do like Breaking Bad trivia or Friends trivia or Harry Potter trivia, or at the time Game of Thrones trivia was popping. Now I do a lot of like general knowledge trivia around here. I just like hosting crowds. It's a fun opportunity for me to like engage with people in crowds and test my crowd work, because I don't think I have the confidence for stand-up comedy. Actually, I think I have the confidence for stand-up comedy. I just don't think I have the drive for continual stand-up comedy. And this is kind of the closest thing I get to like making a crowd of people laugh, and I have a good time with it. So excuse me. And then what else? Oh, right. This is a big thing. I can't really talk many details about the project itself, but last year, I think I acted in an immersive haunted, an immersive horror experience, which is basically a haunt. And the same person who put that on, who was actually, I shot a full podcast episode with her, and she was great. She's always great. She's a very creative individual. I just did not like how I was coming across in that particular episode, so I never aired it. So maybe this will be a good opportunity to have her back on in the first place. But my friend Emma is having me back on for another immersive experience, helping out with like production assistance and doing like social media. And I'll be bringing my camera equipment and everything for the next one that she's doing in August. But this one is actually going to be in Death Valley. So for the first time ever, I'll be going out to the West Coast. And I'm going to be flying into LA. I'll be staying with my friend Zach for that night, who's been on the podcast. You can check out an episode with him, Zachary Latalian. And then, yeah, we're going out to Death Valley from there. I think it's like a 5 or 6 day thing, maybe. And then I will come back. And then I got offered an opportunity to drum for a live production of a very well-known play in Chicago. I don't know many of the logistics yet. I think I'm going to be talking about that with the director on the phone tonight. But we'll see. And if that is the case, you will obviously know more about that when the time comes, because that was a really cool offer. I probably should have talked about that when I was talking about the drums. Frig, man. What else, even? You know, it's hot. I'm old. I'm getting older by the second. By the time this episode airs, I will have been even older. And then if you watch it again the week following, because there's no episode after that, I will be technically, legally, even older than that. So, what do we do from here? Let's give a little plug to the homies. The reason that this is not a punk house, it's a punk home, and that I am part of the, take a look here, the Sad Boys Club, and the reason that I have, not this guy, but this skull planter, and many other things scattered around my house, is because of my friends Katie and Andrew at catandcrew.com. One of the things I realize I have not been saying is the spelling of catandcrew.com. KATANDCREW.com. KAT, cat, and crew, CREW, catandcrew.com. If you enter the promo code Monday, it's MUNDAY, you're going to get 10% off your first purchase. They've got a lot of rad aesthetic. They have a lot of rad shit to make your house pop. I mean, the aesthetic in my house is basically just plants, but they really lean into that a lot. They got coasters, they have new bolo ties, planters, jewelry, and many, 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 many other, but these house banners I think are rad. Many other cool things. I know I introduced them as my pop punk friends, but you gotta, you know, you don't have to be into pop punk just to like their aesthetic. But yeah, if you go to catandcrew.com, enter the promo code Monday, that's M-U-N-D-A-Y, you get 10% off first purchase. There are a few things that the 10% off coupon does not apply for, some of their new stuff in stock. You know, they want to make their money back on some of the products that they put into it, and it's all handcrafted. So please go support them. They support me. One more time, that's catandcrew.com, K-A-T-A-N-D-C-R-E-W.com, catandcrew.com. Enter the promo code Monday, M-U-N-D-A-Y. Get 10% off first purchase. And that's a great opportunity just to support small businesses, but to support this podcast as well. And in closing, if you want to support the podcast even further, you can tap the link in the description. And if you are listening on any sort of streaming service that does not have this link in the description, you can go to the youtube.com link and find the video version of the podcast here. Tap the link in the description to go to the Buzzsprout subscriptions page, where you can donate $3, $5, $7, or $10 a month, or just a one-time donation. But it can only be as much as 10 and only as little as 3. So I think that fits in a totally acceptable window of, it's not too much for me to feel really guilty about accepting, but it is just enough for me to feel extraordinarily appreciative of you for going out of your way to do that. Remember, you can cancel at any time. If you want to just donate once, you can do that. If you want to just toss me $3 and say, get yourself a coffee, I drink plenty of coffee, so I'd appreciate that. Happy birthday to me. Thank you so much for joining the ADH Deep Dive. There's not going to be an episode next week, I think. And if there is, like I said, it'll be a surprise to the both of us. I can't believe I get to do this every week, you know? And I do see an audience building, especially in the audio-only versions. I can see those numbers climbing, which is cool. It's not frustrating. It's a little... maybe not even annoying, but it's a little confusing to me, because again, I do put a lot of work into these video episodes, but a lot of people are listening like on their way to work, or, you know, in the background while they're doing other things. So I understand. I get it. I appreciate you listening nonetheless. Again, the fact that I get to do this and feel so validated every week, it means more than you'll ever know. So, hey, thank you so much. Thank you for joining the ADH Deep Dive, the show that's not about ADHD, but is filled with proof it exists. I have been your captain. It's my birthday. I can stop if I want to. I love you. I'll see you. Bye.